Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf, maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield, adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown, 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
Caleb doesn't have the efficiency right now, but he's got the explosiveness. And that's what he brings to the table right now. They're running the football really well, and he brings these explosive special plays to the offense, even if they're not fully efficient.
NFL Network analyst.
Who has the better offensive scheme?
I would actually go with the Bears scheme. And I like what Matt LaFleur does, especially in the run game, his play action down in the red zone. But when I look at the overall scheme, I love what Ben Johnson's doing. Now, you're saying it's not as efficient yet. We talked about it earlier. Caleb Williams is going to get better and get more accurate. But I love the way that he changes things up. I mean, this is one team that's run for over 250 yards twice this year. You don't even think about that part of it. And then the way he creates opportunities for his quarterback, love what he's doing in Chicago.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Kurt Warner joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. We're trying to figure out how to feel about yesterday's game, Kurt. It's very good to talk with you. What did you take away from Bears-Packers? What was the most interesting thing?
I think the biggest thing that you continue to take away is, and I think you hear a lot of people talking about it today, is just how they're convinced that Chicago's for real. I think, you know, as you've watched them win and win a lot of close games, and some of the lack of efficiency with Caleb that we've talked about, and you know, not a lot of big names on defense, I think a lot of people were like, okay, how good are they? Like, are they, you know, are they the number one seed? Are they a playoff team type of thing? And I think every week, go into Philly and you beat Philly the way that you did. And then in this game, to be competitive and to fight back and to put yourself in position to tie that game up or maybe win that game late, I think they're continuing to convince people that it's a really good football team. And, you know, they didn't just get lucky or you know, have Caleb pull out a couple late wins with a team that's not very good. I think they're convincing people that, you know, they're playing with the best teams in the league and they're competitive with the best teams in the league. And yes, they can improve and they can get better, but that they're a formidable team right now. And I don't think a lot of people were fully convinced of that just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's an interesting dynamic, as Lawrence talked about, that we heard you talking about Ben Johnson in the Open. After the game, Ben praised the Green Bay defense, said at home, going into this, they were giving up 13 points a game, 240 yards per game. So they go silent cadence because they have to. But what did you think of what Ben did? A lot of max protect, the run game, and so many bootlegs. I lost count of how many bootlegs for Caleb, especially in that second half.
Yeah, I mean, I know Caleb's really, really good at it. I just think it's such a limited play when you're talking about the bootlegs. Because I thought the same thing when I was watching the film. I'm like, my gosh, you got to get more out of your pass game. You know, drop that game or the play action game down the field or, you know, just again, you know, Caleb makes a lot of plays that way. But, you know, once a quarterback gets on the move like that, there's only so many things you can do and it really limits your opportunities. And so a lot of times it's hit or miss, you know, with those plays. And so, yeah, that was definitely something that jumped out to me in that game, just that they needed more out of their passing game. And maybe it was because Caleb struggled a little bit early. I wasn't a huge fan of what they did passing the football in the second half, but I mean, obviously it brought them back and they were able and even had a chance there on the naked bootleg on fourth down, you know, to put the ball in the end zone and tie that game up. So it worked for them, but I just, again, I'm not a huge fan of it over and over again, because I think it's such a limited play in terms of taking advantage of a defense.
His sixth consecutive game below 60%. Which is just crazy. It's very unusual in the NFL. When he does hit guys in structures, is he hitting guys that are moving? It looks like he's hitting guys that have stopped. And so I'm wondering, does he need to wait to see the guy? Like, what do you see from him in structure at this point?
I mean, it really just depends on the play. I mean, one thing I will say, you know, we talk about completion percentage and I hear you. And obviously he misses some throws and misses some guys. I think he also does a great job of throwing the ball away. You know, that there's a lot of quarterbacks in the league that take a bunch of sacks when they should just throw the football away. And Caleb, and especially like on those naked bootlegs, like sometimes it's either, you know, win or there's nothing there. And although he made some great plays on the move yesterday, you know, sometimes the incompletion is simply because the play doesn't work and he's got to throw it away. And he does a good job with that. I think, again, it's hard to really put your finger on what exactly it is. I don't think he's got, you know, terrible technique that, you know, that would lead him to miss a lot of throws, you know, and again, there's always different nuances to the technique, but I'm just saying, when you look at balance of his feet, you look at his shoulders, I don't think that's a big part of it. I think there's certain times where we've talked about him throwing the ball too hard, you know, putting too much on the ball. And when that happens, you miss by a little bit, you miss. And other guys that have more touch on the football, there's more room for air for adjustment with the guys on the other end. I think some of it too is getting comfortable with the timing element of the offense, and whether that's him getting comfortable with exactly how it's going to play out, or whether it's him getting comfortable with seeing the field, reading it, and being kind of ahead of the play. And what I mean by that is, a quarterback, you know, you kind of have to read and see ahead of the throw on what's going to be open. And if you're a little bit late on that, now all of a sudden you rush the entire process. You rush physically, you throw the ball a little bit harder than you want to, you're not quite ready to make a certain throw, and that can lead to some of the misses as well. So I think there's a combination of things that are going on right now in the progression of Caleb Williams as a quarterback and as a quarterback within this system, that can, you know, that's led to some of the inaccuracies. And so to me, it's just something I'm going to continue to watch and see, is this something about Caleb Williams where he's not just a naturally accurate guy and we're going to have misses throughout his career? Or is this one of those things as he grows as a quarterback, as a pocket passer within this offense, that those things naturally take an uptick and he becomes more efficient as a thrower?
How much does an elite pass rusher kind of change whatever it is your plan is going into the game? Because I'm looking at the numbers. I mean, just the eye test on Parsons, you knew he was in the backfield a lot. The numbers say that he had 8 pressures in the game and that his pass rush rate was 27% of pressures. So that's pretty incredible watching the way that he had to run around to try and chase Caleb. So when you walk into a game, and maybe throughout the week you thought, oh, well, we'll do this and we'll chip this guy and we'll run at him, whatever it is that you're planning on doing. Once you actually get into a game with a player like that, how easily can you start to move away from it? Because I was looking at the second half going, that was an adjustment to what Micah Parsons was doing.
Anytime a guy's ruining a game, it becomes more of a facet inside the game of what you're thinking and how you're playing. I mean, as a quarterback, the whole goal is always to not think about those guys up in front of you. It's much easier said than done when you're in games like that, but that's your goal, is I got to come back and I got to do my job so well that I'm seeing it and getting it out of my hands before that guy can even get there. And that was, you know, always my mindset, was I couldn't drop my eyes. I couldn't, you know, look to see, oh, you know, is he going to be protected? Where is Micah Parsons? That was something that I had to avoid the best I could in the course of every game. And, you know, you would always get caught up in games where, yeah, you knew somebody was there and you were getting hit a lot, and your eyes would drop here and there. But usually when your eyes drop as a quarterback, that's when you're done, outside of maybe a guy like Caleb that can, you know, make a play running around or find a window. But you're done in terms of being able to attack a defense down the field, once you start thinking about those things. So you just have to do your best to compartmentalize it. And even if you're getting hit, like, hey, I got to trust my guys the next time to block him, and I've got to do my job, or I got to get this ball out of my hands before – he can get there and help my guys up front. And that's the mindset you have to have.
Kurt, I was hoping that the bad version of Jordan Love was going to show up.
Nope.
That's not what we saw. I know what I saw, but you're the guy who played it and knows it. What do you see when you see him playing these days?
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing was that, like, they hit the same kind of play like 4 times in the game. And those were the big plays that the Packers got in the game, with the deep over routes that they threw over and over again in that game. You know, outside of that, you know, the Packers were just kind of efficient, and Jordan was just kind of efficient. You know, there was times I thought he missed some throws, but even when he kind of misses a particular read, he does a nice job of just finding a positive play, getting a completion to his back and moving the chains, or when he goes through a progression too fast, you know, he finds a way of doing something positive instead of negative. And that, to me, you know, is he's making the big plays when they were there, like he did yesterday. And then he's not making the big mistake, even if it's not clear or he's not seeing it. And I think that's what he's doing really well right now. And what he's, you know, and why their team continues to win is that they're not necessarily dominating or blowing teams out of the water from an offensive standpoint, but he makes enough big plays and he's not making mistakes. And that's going to give your team a chance every time out. And I thought he played a really good, efficient game with 2 or 3 big plays that were difference makers.
How did you feel about the Bears' last play?
I think there's so many ways to look at it. You know, like, the first thing I could say is, it was kind of predictable because we've seen them do that, and they basically ran the exact same play for the for the touchdown against Philadelphia on fourth down to put that game away. You know, so you see them do a lot. They ran a naked on fourth down earlier in the game where Caleb ran for the first down, and then obviously a lot of naked bootlegs within the course of the game. So I think you could say predictable, but I also think there's an element to, even though it's predictable, it's been very successful for him. Even though it's predictable, Caleb Williams is really good in that setting. Even if he's got to run like he did earlier in the game, it opens up options to get Caleb Williams and his legs outside. And then bottom line is he had a guy wide open. Like if you go back and watch the play, four guys on the defense of the Packers jumped the flat, you know, maybe because they, you know, it was predictable and they knew it might be coming. But four guys jumped it. It was a backside player that had, you know, in I can't think now.
Keyshawn, you know, Nixon.
Yeah, Nixon coming over from the backside to have to take away that corner route. The biggest thing on that play, and again, there's so many elements to it, is that if that was me running that play, I'd probably get to that corner much sooner than Caleb did, because, and I'm not saying that because I was necessarily a better player. I'm saying that because I wasn't an athlete. And so my legs were not a part of the equation in terms of, oh, I'm going to run for the first down. So I peaked the flat, it's covered. I'm right up over the top to the corner route with Caleb. He was a little bit late getting to the corner route. And part of me wonders, well, I ran for the first down and it's kind of the safer play on fourth down than to throw it down the field. Was that the reason he maybe got to the corner out a little bit late on that? And then obviously the throw is a little bit, you know, short. And I think probably because he was late and the tight end was further down the field, and it leads to an interception there. So, you know, there's so many things, like, how do you want to look at it? Well, was it a bad play call because it was predictable? Well, maybe to a degree, but it's also been successful and you've had success with it. And there was a guy open on the play. So it's hard to complain about a play call where there was a guy wide open for an opportunity to tie the football game. And you're doing something that your quarterback's really good at. So I don't really have a problem with it overall. But I, you know, maybe could have popped something a little bit easier had you done something that you hadn't shown in those situations, you know, quite often during the year.
Kurt, I didn't want the Bills and the Bengals game to end, even though I was sitting there waiting for the Bears. The quarterback play in that game, my goodness. Is there anybody better than Burrow when he's healthy? He's amazing.
He's awesome. You know, he sees the field so well. He's so accurate with the football. And he's got, you know, great mentality. He's very confident, and his team believes in him, and he's not afraid to make mistakes. I always think the great ones are those guys that don't play tentative, that don't care about the environment, whatever. They're just going to go play, and they're going to believe that they're going to make every throw and every play. And that's who Joe Burrow is. There's no hesitation in the way that he plays. But I don't think there's anybody that processes the game in this NFL as well as Joe does. And that's why I enjoy watching him so much, because he plays the game very much like I did. But I appreciate that part of it in an era where we've got a lot of tremendously athletic quarterbacks that do, like, you know, that do incredible things every time out. I appreciate, you know, the guys that still play the game, you know, head first and see it and get it out and get it to their playmakers and do those sorts of things. And Joe Burrow does that as well as anybody. And it's fun to watch.
I hate to sound out of town stupid, but starting from when he got the opportunity to play, it seems like Shedeur Sanders is getting better with each rep. What are you seeing with him? Because he's the Bears' next opponent.
Yeah. I mean, I you know, this was his best game by a long shot. And I think he's doing a lot of things really well. He throws a good ball. He throws a catchable ball. He's accurate, like we saw in college. There's definitely things for him to work on, you know, getting more comfortable and solid in the pocket. There's times where he'll bounce around in the pocket and not quite be set when things are playing out. And I think that's just, you know, not being comfortable with what he's seeing or what he's expecting. you know, there's times he holds the ball a little too long and will run around and it'll lead to sacks, but he's also made some big plays that way. But I mean, I think he's proven what I think a lot of us thought coming out was that he has a shot to be a starter in the National Football League. You know, that he could be one of those guys, and, you know, he'll have to show us how good of a starter he can be, but he's shown some things to me in these first few games that he's played that say he deserves more looks and more opportunities to, you know, to prove whether he can or can't be that kind of guy. But yeah, I thought this last game was his best game by far, and he did a lot of really, really good things within the structure of what they were asking him to do.
Thank you for the perspective, Kurt Warner. We always get a little smarter and think of the game better.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it.
All right. We'll get back on track next week. It's going to be fun down the stretch here to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is going to be a lot of fun. We're glad that you're along for the ride. That is Kurt Warner. He joins us every Monday after the game. Shador, man, Well, I'll save it because that's actually perfect for Turn the Page.
Oh, yeah, no, that was it. That's all you were doing was eliciting a soundbite for Turn the Page. We here at Turn the Page Industries appreciate your efforts.
Thank you. We do the best that we can. We've had our say. Kurt's had his say. How about you have your say? 312-644-6767. We'll do some old social media. You can call us and tell us how you felt about the Bears-Packers game yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, where are you on the moral victory conversation? Does it feel like a same old lose to the Packers kind of Monday? And if you want to talk about the final play and some of that stuff, we can do that too. There's a lot of meat on the bone for this game.
Or the Bears in general, after they go from winning 9 out of 10 and they lose to the rival, like, what did it feel like? How did you process the game? Are you still processing it? Let's discuss. 312-644-6767. Spiegel and Holmes taking your phone calls next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
Listen, we've done this crossover interview. I jumped on your guys' show yesterday. You jumped on with us today. I think there needs to be a friendly wager in place.
John, will you send him some curds if the Bears win and he sends you a Lou Malnati's deep dish?
Yes, absolutely. Right. I will take a pizza next Tuesday. Right. I got no problem with that.
Okay.
That sounds fine.
All right. There's the bet.
Safe good job, Rami. Way to go, Rami.
See, I'm the arbitrator here. I sit in the middle.
But it's not a good deal because both sides aren't happy.
I spoke to our friend Rami Makhlouf via text today. He tells me that John Kuhn brought up the bet in the first segment of their show.
Isn't it when both sides aren't happy that you actually have reached a good bet?
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. The bet was 150 rushing yards that the Bears would get there. They had 138 rushing yards. If Ben Johnson runs the ball a little more in the first half, they probably get there. Five of the first six plays were pass plays. I thought Ben kind of outsmarted himself a little bit at the top of the game. Like, Caleb was 0 for 5 on his first five.
It's not looking great.
No, it was not. And they again, you know, left some opportunities going three and out after the interception was brutal. I thought Ben could have run it more, could have got me 12 more yards, and then we'd be enjoying delicious cheese curds.
We may have to talk to Rami about something. You tipped me to this during the break, and I was able to retrieve the aforementioned audio from segment one of their show today. And we got to discuss some things after hearing this.
Everything you want to talk about on the day after a football game, if you're a sports talk radio host in the state of Wisconsin with a win over the Bears 28-21. I know you enjoyed that one, standing on the sidelines for the Packers Radio Network, other than the cold. Other
victory
than that, you had to like
chicken
that one.
Monday, whoa! Baby. It's a victory chicken, whoa! Monday, followed by, I don't know, I got to get your boy's phone number, a victory pizza.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
I can pass that along to you.
What? Yeah. I'll give you my address. You give it to him. He probably doesn't want to hear from me right now.
I'm just going to give you his phone number. I'm not doing all that. I'm doing it literally as we speak.
Stealing our radio bits.
What is it? Victory chicken? No. You want to steal setback sweetener or loser cake, as Mark Grody dubbed it earlier.
I like loser cake.
I like loser cake a lot. That is ridiculous. Where did that? He must have learned it from Rami. Rami can't be pulling
secrets.
That's
what I said.
That is some ish right there.
Rami's one of these double talk kids.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah,
he's a little double agent guy.
Yeah, start going over to the south side, start dropping your R's. One of them double kids.
Interesting.
Can't have that.
Victory chicken, eh?
Yeah, no.
Not victory curds. Huh?
No, loser
pizza,
curds.
Pizza Tuesday? Whoever heard of such a thing?
That's a lot of bad info out there.
Yeah, it's messed up. All right, let's talk with you now that we know that John Kuhn is up there stealing our radio bits. 312-644-6767. Dino is out in Mount Greenwood. Hey, Dino, you're on the score.
Hi, guys. This game, the only thing it brought up bad memories of those two big long pass plays just brought up the ghosts of Chris Conte. I know a couple of Greek Orthodox priests. I think we could do some exorcisms to get rid of that, because those just looked awful. Other than that, the game looked great. But we need to get rid of those big long pass plays.
Hey, Dino,
that basically was the difference of the game.
I think you brought up that play. Was it Friday or Thursday? You brought up the play. Tanny put it in an open for John Kuhn. I think you guys summoned the ghost of that play. Myself.
Maybe.
Yeah, Kurt Warner kind of exposed the Bears defense in his answer about Jordan Love in your mind, huh?
Yeah, Jordan Love exposed the Bears defense. They got into some man situations, and I imagine that some of that stuff had to be tailored, because you're thinking you're going to have a player, and then an hour and a half before the game, you don't have Kyler Gordon, and if you're DA, you're like, all right, well, we've got to generate a pass rush somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is out, but you didn't get home.
No, they didn't. The Watson touchdown, where the first one that broke the scoreless tie, when they showed eight on the line of scrimmage, brought seven, and nobody got there, you know you're kind of in trouble.
Then I'm watching Jaquan Brisker have to run sideline, basically a sideline. I'm like, that cannot be
by
his
design.
Responsibility.
Yeah.
That had to have been like Nixon coming up with the big play at the end of the game. That had to him being really like, oh no, something's really wrong. Yeah. I got to go over there and try and do something.
And I think you were right about that. But I got to say, I saw Jordan Love have nice touch a bunch of times.
I almost thought he had too much touch.
Yeah, he lofted the ball several different times to hit people. But Burrow does the same thing. That's what I was thinking as I watched Burrow. Like, Burrow doesn't throw the heater.
Well, there was a couple of times maybe yesterday Burrow should have perhaps maybe changed arm angles. Or maybe they should have run the ball in those situations.
Yeah, there was a bad pick six in there, but like,
and then there's another bad pick.
That one was deflected. But still, anyway, I thought Love was clearly the more adult and veteran quarterback in this situation.
He was. Let's put it this way: like, let's not put the pejoratives on it. He played better from the pocket yesterday than Caleb did. That's what it was. Like, but and some of it was just being like, oh, you guys are out here in man again, huh? Really?
Now, that's not just playing better from the pocket. That's pre-snap, identifying and making yourself the difference with your intelligence.
And then making the throw.
Yes.
Making a nice, crisp throw on a slant.
But I don't know if Caleb's ready to do that part. You know? I don't know.
I think he is, but Jordan Love was dynamic yesterday.
He really was.
He was absolutely dynamic. We'll talk more about him coming up later on in the show. Hey, Brandon, you're on the score.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, Brandon.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about that fourth down play. Like, I would have loved to see them just hand it to Manungai again. Our offensive line was dominating the game in the second half. And by calling a pass play, you forced Caleb to have to throw the ball on fourth down. So he made a bad throw. We would have got the first down with Manungai, and then we could have thrown the ball, and then he wouldn't have felt like he had to throw a bad ball.
I agree with you. Whether you went quarterback sneak or hand the ball to Kyle to get that yard, I think that's the play, because it created an urgency on that fourth down that didn't need to exist just yet.
I think that we now know the reason. We didn't know before, but now we know. The Bears are on the 14-yard line. They run 14 yards. Guess who wins the bet? Now I know why you don't like the play call.
That is not the case.
You're trying to get those curds.
I didn't even know what the number was. I'll tell you where I can get curds is at the world-famous Brat Stop next Friday the 19th. Join the score there in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl. Rakimi Harris and Grody will broadcast live from 10 to 2, followed by our show, Spiegel and Holmes, from 2 to 6 that afternoon. We'll be joined by special guests and hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee.
Like John Goon.
As the shows gear up for part 2 of Chicago versus Green Bay.
That's what you do. You just take the pizza there.
Yeah, I'll just deliver the pizza there, and he can deliver a promise never to use Victory Chicken in conversational form again.
How dare you?
That's next Friday, December 19th, from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
312-644-6767 is the number. By the way, we should the Kenosha Subaru people will probably be there. They came to the last time that we were up there. So I'm hoping to see the Kenosha Subaru people if they want to come through. We would love that. Let's go to Bobby from the north side. Hey, Bobby, you're on Spiegel and Holmes.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. How's it going?
Good, Bobby. Thanks.
Hey, my question, I think other listeners have probably asked about this, but with DJ Moore, what are you guys seeing or hearing with just the huge fall off and usage and targets his way? I mean, it just seems like he's an afterthought in the offense or in the reads or in something.
Well, there's a couple things. Number one, Rome Odunze is the number one by miles and miles. I learned today that Rome Odunze's target total of 90 going into the game is far and away, obviously, the team's leader. And so he's the number one. He's been the number one. And a lot of times Caleb doesn't get necessarily past the number one. And then after that,
you look at OZ and Burden, kind of like, is this, if you want to consider them the same position, but those guys have been getting a lot of targets too.
I think it's a good question. I think it's about Caleb's decision-making on those plays in the pocket and how he often does not stay in the pocket and get through the progressions and get to wherever DJ is. And, you know, here's the way that Ben Johnson talked about Roma Dunze a little bit post game.
We kind of knew that going into the week that he may not be available. And so, something that we're conscious of. The fortunate thing for us is we have weapons all over the place. Our tight end room is very strong. Our running back room is strong. We have a lot of depth in that receiver room. I know Luther certainly had a little bit more on his plate here this week, and I thought he handled it pretty well from my perspective without seeing the tape yet. And so I don't think that necessarily we missed a beat, but yet Rome is such a vital part of what we do. And, in a lot of ways for Caleb, it's his blankie,
It's his blankie. Has anybody ever heard a coach refer to the favorite receiver as a blankie? Is any pejorative there? Is that just...
Usually it's what we say about quarterbacks and receivers, yes! Not what yes! coaches say.
Yes! His emotional support wide receiver.
Right. Security blanket. Even that would be like a lot to say.
DJ Moore was that for Justin Fields.
The security blanket?
Yes.
Yeah. But blankie? That felt a little... It's a little
infantilized.
It's a little bit infantilizing to say that Rome is your quarterback's blankie when we know that you want the quarterback to be a little more egalitarian about it and get through his reads and get to everybody.
I do think that I am curious on what in an honest moment DJ Moore would say about a reduced role, because this is still a really good wide receiver who has given X number one receiver volume, even though he is not prototypically built like an X number one receiver.
I totally agree with you. So I think there's two things going on. One, he has not been the primary. And then two, after that, I feel like a lot of times we look at targets and we think, why aren't they doing that? And it's, why isn't the quarterback getting to that?
Well,
and
there's also the, why are they serving up murder balls for old DJ? Hey, DJ, how about this quick game wide receiver screen that they're already in the backfield for?
He also needs to stay on his feet when he comes out of his breaks. He's fallen like four times.
Well, that was a bunch of guys yesterday.
Yeah, but him especially.
Yeah, no, it's true. There's some DJ issues. Yeah, you're talking about the wide receiver screen where they were in his face. How about the one where they did a little inside reverse to him, and that was just completely and utterly eaten alive?
So if you're him, your offensive contributions have been, thanks for trying to get me murdered, and then thanks for trying to get me murdered again. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was open on the last play.
Yeah, it was a fake pitch just before the two-minute warning, and then they handed off that little inside reverse thing, which the Mighty Sequoias used to run very well. And it was just eaten alive completely by the D-line. That Packers defense was really good yesterday.
They were aggressive. And they were aggressive until Ben took that aggression out of them with the run game, which was great. They're a very complete team. That's my biggest takeaway about them, is that they're very complete. They've got a lot of things going for them. They have fixed some of the problems that midway through the season.
Yes.
You go, wow, something not going quite right. And if you go back to the beginning of the season, you're going, there's the team that's going to win the NFC.
And now they kind of look like they might be that team. Green Bay, they scored 7 against the Eagles on that Monday night when we saw Wemby over at the United Center. And Green Bay, after that, has scored 27, 23, 31, and 28.
Yeah, that's good. That works out. Works out. More of your phone calls, by the way. We want to keep talking with you. 312-644-6767. The Bears lost, but there was a lot of good. So how are you feeling about all of that? We'll keep exploring with you. Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Adamale, I got to say this, since we're on YouTube and Twitch, this guy tweeted at me. His name is John Zager Sr. on Twitter. And he said, damn, watching Caleb is like dating a crazy, beautiful lady. You just got to deal with some. I thought that was a tweet of the night, man, because
that's
it's true.
A good one.
He's
that's
so talented. He's going to make a play at some point during the night. And some of those throws, man, the touchdown, I don't know. Yeah, I think they said on the broadcast, how'd that ball get to the key? No one really knows.
We were literally just talking about that during the break.
We were, because I was just saw another angle of it. That's Micah Parsons in his face on that throw. And then just that the bullet, the absurd pace on that, that's kind of been Caleb's go-to. If he's on the run to the right, is to get all the way to the sideline and then try to throw that bullet low where only his own guy can make the catch, and a lot of times it's been incomplete. But when he does, I mean, that was unbelievable. The one I loved was the Duvernay one, where like he's going to that same part, but he doesn't go all the way to the sidelines. He realizes he has some empty space. He's like, all right, I got a new platform. Let me stop here and look around, and then made an incredible throw to Duvernay. Yeah, he had some miracle special stuff on the run.
Speaks, look at the Micah Parsons rush chart.
Dude,
it is amazing.
Yeah, this is everything. So this chart, you should tweet this if you have not, from Next Gen Stats. It shows all the times he did get a pressure, but all the times he didn't. But just like his pathway,
chasing Caleb around,
indefatigable. That guy just keeps going. So much speed. And the way that he talked about Caleb, though, because we're talking about like those orbit scrambles that we've talked about, he said to Caleb, I just let him know, you're not going around me. I held to that the whole game. He did not beat me to the outside, not one time. I kind of hold that with passion. If you're going to run the boot, you run it the other way. That's part of the hunt. Eventually, I'm going to get him. I came close a couple times. It was like playing free-for-all football when you're young again. So we talk about that from the quarterback's perspective, playing backyard football. That's what Micah felt like he was doing.
All over the place. It's fun. Scott is in Wisconsin, and now Scott is on Spiegel and Holmes. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great, man. Thank you.
Great show. Hey,
you're right.
Lifelong Bears fan. I got a couple questions. Great show.
You're right.
You've covered some of it. A couple problems I have. I like the direction the Bears are going in. I love Johnson, the head coach. Two things from yesterday's game. Why didn't we run more? And what was going on with that kickoff thing?
It looked like Cairo was trying for the dirty kickoff that guys have been using. And I don't know, like maybe weather was a factor that you're not able to strike the ball the way that you want to strike it. But that's now a thing that you kind of want the ball to be going sideways as it hits into the landing zone.
It's a weapon, and they did it against the Steelers, pinning them on the 5 on one kickoff against the Steelers.
They sure did. It's a good weapon as long as you don't mishit it. And if you mishit it, it could be problematic.
God, that was a devastating play.
It was very much so. Like, it's one of those things you're like, oh, that's exactly what the Packers need right now is excellent field position.
And that's what they got. That was after a very good drive by the Bears that made it 7-3. And then he screwed up the kickoff and they got it. And then they, you know, threw a touchdown to Bo Melton, which was not fun at all.
We do need to spend a little bit more time talking about the Bears defense.
Oh, I think we do. I think we do. And a guy who got abused yesterday.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the defense. You're like, oh, that's too bad. Oh, that's too bad. Is that our guy? Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that stuff going on yesterday. Pete is in Jersey. Hey, Pete, you're on the score.
How you doing, man?
We're good, Pete. What's up?
So my controversial take is that I feel better about this loss than I do 5 of the Bears' wins this year.
Have you identified which 5?
Giants.
Mm-hmm. How about the Raiders?
Commanders.
Bengals.
Bengals was pretty crazy.
Because they ran. They ran like crazy against the Bengals.
But
I feel you.
Vikings.
I feel you.
Saints.
Yeah, Saints too. But so, you know what? Honestly, like they're, you know, everybody crowned the Packers going into the season. You know, we're right there. We hung with them.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that vibe. I am. We started the show talking about that. I feel like, and the thing is, it connects to what the other caller said. I don't think they ran it enough in that first half. I think they should have. They should have run it more. And if they were doing the run and some of the bootleg stuff, like they figured out in the second half, they might have been able to control tempo a little more, feel a little better about themselves. I'll say, I think the Bears are going to win that game on Saturday night in 12 days. I think the Bears.
You bet it?
Yeah, absolutely. I bet yesterday's too. Didn't win that one. But I think the Bears are going to win that rematch.
Chris is out in Sterling. Hey, Chris, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. How are we doing tonight?
We're great. What's up?
Good. Hey, I'm really looking forward to how these guys progress. I like everything that's going on. The only thing that I see that I'm not a huge fan on is their defense is a big play defense. But you either make a big play or a big play gets played against you. And I think that's what you saw. But otherwise, we had Green Bay stopped a lot of the times, except for those big plays that always came through.
Well, the Bears ended up in man coverage a lot, and they were trying to generate some pass rush a little bit yesterday or simulated pass rush. They were trying to do some stuff. They ended up in man, and Green Bay's got some guys, and now with Jalen Reed back.
Like Jaden, yeah.
Jaden Reed. They've got some guys that can help beat man, and Christian Watson, I thought he was phenomenal yesterday. And it shows you when guys work together and they go, huh, would you look at that? That they're lining up in man again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, would you look at that? I've got C.J. Gardner-Johnson on me. he's a thumper. I don't know if he's a coverer.
He's not.
Let's go run.
I think those two guys changes the possibilities. You were talking about Green Bay as a complete team. Christian Watson is a real deal playmaker at multiple levels on defenses. And then Jaden Reed is speed, man. He is speed, and they got him the ball in some end arounds, and then it becomes a weapon like that. With those two guys, I think it changes the ceiling of that offense.
And with Jordan Love being able to feather the ball when he wants to, along with still having a strong enough arm to make all of the throws,
yeah,
there's a lot there. But defensively, when you end up losing one of your better players, and I know that it becomes hard for any of us who are Kyler Gordon fans to justify that because he hasn't played a lot, but that changes. It's very different if you know on Friday that he can't go versus being like, wait, what? You can't play today?
Hey, man, it's different if you know at 9 in the morning that he can't go as opposed to 2 o'clock when you've already set your inactives.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very different. Look, Kyler signed a contract that made him the highest paid slot cornerback in the NFL. And since then this year, he has played 117 snaps.
And look where the Bears got killed yesterday. They got killed in the slot.
Yep.
Killed.
Absolutely killed. Because CJ Gardner-Johnson, as you say, a thumper, an energy guy.
Smart player.
Yep.
Just, you know, like that's not really what he's supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. It, like the idea of like, hey, you take care of Christian Watson.
Yeah, go ahead. You run,
man.
Go ahead and run with that guy, would you?
Yeah, that's not really what he's supposed to be doing. But, and wasn't a great day for Jalen either yesterday. We will discuss a little bit later on. But Adam Hogue is going to join us. We'll ask him what he thinks about the Bears defense and what he thought about yesterday overall. That's next. Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.